You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
It's a Trek Thursday. Mindel, USA.
Mindel.
We love their boots. What do you say about their boots, Sip, all the time?
Well, I mean, they're substantial, but...
Substantial.
So they look, at first glance, they look like, oh, they're kind of bulky. I don't know how comfortable they're going to be. Then you put them on, and they're very comfortable. In fact, those one Mindels I got, the first round of Mindels
yes.
I got, those are the most comfortable shoe I wear. I wear them a lot in the winter time.
So you can wear those in snow... On a construction site or at the country club.
Or right now, yeah.
Or anytime.
Yeah.
They're an anytime boot.
They are. And then we
It's a big
then,
difference.
Then they brought those big ones that you wore to Yankee Stadium. We
yes.
both have that pair. And those are your winter boots. When it starts, when winter starts, that's the boot.
Well, winter's coming very soon. So
it
if
is,
you want to have
Jake.
Boots, MeindelUSA.com. MeindelUSA.com. And a chance at $50 of gift card to Mindel. Email us at earlybreak937@gmail.com.
Mindel.
Your best outdoor store. If you win, okay. we will give you $50 to Mindel, MeindelUSA.com. We know that Sip loves Kurt Cignetti.
Sigs.
You love him. He's your favorite guy besides Diego Pavia in college football. You
and
love
Iowa
him.
State.
And Iowa State.
In general.
I respect him.
Well,
Who
you should respect
this week?
They play Oregon.
That's
at
right.
Oregon. Now...
God. Good God.
CBS Sports did their weekly Big Ten write-up and pointed out that yesterday that Oregon's roster, per 24/7 Sports, team talent
okay.
composite,
okay.
current roster. Oregon's roster is fifth nationally with blue chip recruits and elite depth and transfers.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana is ranked 72nd. There's only two Power Four programs below them in the talent
Ooh,
assessment.
That's amazing.
And they're seventh in the country going to Oregon. On Saturday.
I wonder
this
about
is
that.
This is one of the more remarkable storylines.
So
really
I ask you this. Are national evaluators that wrong, or is he the greatest developer of all time?
They're that wrong. He's a great developer, though. I mean,
but I could see this would be a story if they were ranked 30th. They're in the 70s. They're ahead of two teams.
God, who's ahead of Oregon, by the way?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, Ohio State obviously
sure.
would be in
yeah, maybe a
SEC school.
Yeah,
Texas,
but anyway.
Maybe.
It's just like, wow. That is a wow. And he's got game day going up to Oregon. The last Big Ten team to beat Oregon at Oregon is?
Hold on.
Indiana.
No.
Yeah, Indiana's the last team to beat him.
What was this?
Oh, that probably, neither team was probably in, I mean, Indiana was in the Big Ten, but Oregon, but.
I think
they
it was
went,
early tooth. Jerry DiNardo was the head coach, I believe.
I think they went up there and beat him.
Okay.
I listened to someone that was on the team, and he said that they only had 170 yards of offense, but Oregon turned it over seven times. Turned it over.
That's another day.
And he
day.
Said it was just a quagmire, and that's what they're expecting on Saturday.
It was a quagmire. Saturday.
That's what they're
slaying
himself with jokes.
I believe they had an opening kickoff return that game
for touchdown,
also against
yes.
Oregon.
So they're expecting monumental rain.
Are they? Are
yes.
they? Did
yes.
not know that. Did
yes.
not know
are
that.
Are they?
Who does that favor?
I don't know. Usually it's a little. Usually it evens it out a little bit. So I'd go more Indiana probably in that area.
Indiana can run the football. They had 300 plus yards rushing against Illinois. Who's
now Oregon
defense.
Can run it too.
Yeah, Oregon can run too. But they had 300 yards rushing against Illinois. That's incredible.
Oh, my God. That does even it out a little bit. Hmm.
The biggest factor will be turnovers. Hmm. All of a sudden, some team is one's four and one's one, 4-1, something like that. Wow, big difference in a game like this.
Oh, Cignetti, I don't care what the conditions are. If they win, if Indiana wins, it's
well, you give them respect if they lose by like a field goal or something like that. They're in the game the whole time.
If they just come out of this thing in the game, I know there's no moral victories, but if that game ends,
they're real though.
It's 25-19. Yeah. You're like going, oh wow,
nice job
at Oregon. You're like going, it's almost like a wash. It's not a win, but it's not a loss. Really, it's kind of a wash.
I'm okay with all of it. Okay.
Yeah. No, I want to fast forward to Monday. And if Indiana has defeated Oregon, I can't believe the look on your face.
It wouldn't be that bad. It wouldn't be that bad. It wouldn't. I respect what he's doing. It's hard. How could you not? I mean, if you're just being fair, how could you not respect it?
He's 16
and
2.
They're formidable.
16 and 2. His two losses were to the champion and runner-up last year in college football. It's always lost so far.
I think they're the third best team in the Big Ten.
Right now, it appeared that way. That's how we ranked him.
I
agree with you. Yeah, say no more. There's 18 teams, and we got him at third.
Thing
I had to kind of push back on ourselves on was that had Northwestern. We had behind UCLA, and UCLA has one win, and Northwestern has beat him head-to-head.
They pushed back.
Yeah, kind of like,
Push
back on ourselves at that. They had a big win. I get that, but they also played each other.
By UCLA has to, matter more than that loss.
That's the life of a pollster, though. Yeah. It is, because that's the kind of thing that gets you.
It does. Like, hold on.
I think we're okay on that, Bill. Yeah. I think we're okay. That you can't always go head-to-head. As much as I always wanted to, you can't. Oh, I ran into those problems all the time.
Well, if it's a layup one, it's pretty easy. If all of a sudden it's like, hey, they won the head-to-head, but the other team is 4-4-1 is 7-1. Okay, the head-to-head's not enough. You've lost four times. But they've actually won more games than UCLA, too. So that makes it a little bit harder.
But UCLA doesn't they trump everything with that?
The trump's pretty big.
The trump
is pretty big. It really is. Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, the deciding factor, we'll call it.
Yes.
Yeah.
2:30 kickoff.
Yes.
2:30 kickoff.
Oregon hosting Indiana.
Wow, there are games. Oh. Whoa, my God, there are games. Yeah. Michigan and USC. And Sharon. How about Sharon?
How about kicking off right away with a little Alabama and Missouri? Trinkowitz. Drink.
Oh. You love drink, don't you?
Oh, I do.
I think his drink deal is almost like my Signetti deal. Yeah. But the game I'd really want to see is Michigan-USC. And how about Sharon Moore saying, yeah, it's thrilled out because Michigan's coming. I don't know if he should say stuff like that.
He did, though.
Who do you get? Since you guys won't be here, who do you have winning that game?
Please, Jake.
I'll take Michigan.
I don't know.
I think SC beats them 38-35. They'll rush for a lot of yards. Michigan will.
I don't know, and it's not like I haven't thought about it. I don't know who to take on that.
I'm going SC 38-35. Okay.
I also want to pick Indiana, but I don't know if I should.
Just don't know.
I'm going
the weather
Indiana,
thing kind of.
Indiana beats Oregon by 3.
Jake said it. It's on record.
This that is by 4. You epic. Can laugh all you want.
By 3. By three.
Tight game.
I think it'll be tight.
I do.
I can't pick against Lanning right now.
Yeah.
Think about that. If Oregon goes on the road and beats Penn State with 100,000 people there, and Indiana goes to Austin and beats them, oh my God.
What a week.
Signetti!
You know, you can watch these games, right?
Oh, yeah.
See, you now, it's you got. I can't. It hurts
you can
me.
Track it on your phone at the game.
Yeah, I'll be tracking.
Maybe the press box will have different games.
I'm finally out of Wedding World. So I'm very excited.
Oh, you got some games.
And the games Friday night are really good, too. We have games tonight, Jake?
We do.
We got NFL tonight, right?
We'll get that in the spillover.
Okay,
about that?
Spillover.
The spill.
Let's spill.
Spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.